This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Daily Freeman is reporting that the New York Department of Environmental Conservation announced Tuesday, October 13th, awards to the Village of Catskill and Bard College that will support projects intended to increase resiliency to flooding, protect water quality, and conserve natural resources in the Hudson River estuary. The Village of Catskill will receive $42,500 to complete a risk and engineering review of its wastewater system and to implement the recommendations from the Resilient Catskill Report. The village will also receive a second grant in the amount of $25,500 to fund a Hudson River shoreline flooding plan. Bard College will receive nearly $45,000 to support the development of a science-based community stewardship called the Sawkill Watershed Community Group. Other awards went to the City of Kingston, Ulster County Riverkeeper, and the Orange County Water Authority. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail that approximately 700 people were without power in Durham and parts of Caro for more than an hour on Tuesday, October 13th. Chris Valdez, a spokesman for Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp., said the outage was caused when a squirrel is believed to have bitten through some electrical wires on a pole at the intersection of Frank Hitchcock Road and County Route 20. Valdez said damage caused by wild animals is not a regular occurrence, but is more commonplace than some might think. Quote, most wouldn't think the damage at one pole like that could cause an outage for that many people, but it did. Fortunately, it was brief, unquote, Valdez said. Dan Friedman is reporting for Hearst Newspapers. A new study Tuesday, October 13th, concluded that more than half of New Yorkers without health insurance are not taking advantage of the state's expanded Medicaid program and the subsidies available under the Affordable Care Act. The nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation found that 1.4 million people in New York who now lack health insurance, the majority qualify for either enlarged Medicaid or could get premium subsidies via tax credits. The remainder are either undocumented immigrants or not qualified to have insurance under the program, have not signed up for insurance from employers, or make too much money to receive subsidies. The New York figures parallel the report's national snapshot, which showed that more than 30 million non-elderly people without health insurance, close to 16 million, also do not take advantage of expanded Medicaid or ACA marketplace subsidies. The lead author of the report says she is uncertain why potential enrollees are not taking advantage of the health care coverage to which they are entitled. The study comes just weeks before the New York marketplace's third open enrollment period begins on November 1st. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union.
Jordan Carlillo Evangelist in the Albany Times-Union reports that the Capital Region Hazardous Materials Squad won a state grant to prepare for a potentially disastrous oil train derailment in the area. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple said the Port of Albany, where $2.8 billion of crude pass each year, is by a fire department with a cachet of fire-battling foam and oil-correlating booms. He said, and I quote, "That to me probably poses the least amount of threat. I know that's not what everybody down there is going to want to hear," end quote. Instead, he worries about all the trains filled with crude crisscrossing the area en route to the port. With the $17,147 grant from the State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, Apple wants to hold a joint training exercise for the entire four-county hazardous material team, including Albany, Rensselaer, Schenectady, and Saratoga counties. The report also says, and I quote, "Albany County lawmakers are expected on October the 13th to appoint Gerald Paris Jr., the former chief of Colony's Shaker Road Londonville Fire Department, as the county's new fire coordinator," end quote. Amanda J. Purcell reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that the Hudson Valley ranks among the world's worst of 125 populous U.S. metro areas surveyed for mobile network performance. And Democrat New York Senator Charles Schumer was in Millbrook on October the 12th to talk about the problem. Schumer was asking the Federal Communication Commission to investigate if network providers fairly and accurately advertise their wireless coverage. Schumer specifically cited the town of Clinton, the village of Millbrook, the town of Milan, and along the Taconic Parkway as areas with poor cell service. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molarino said, and I quote, "Dutchess County's emergency response system is hindered by the lack of cellular service, in part because you can't triangulate phone calls. When you call 911, you might very well be redirected to a state police dispatch who then physically, through a manual operation, has to transfer you back to 911, end quote. Dutchess will debut a system that would allow texting to 911 later this year. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal.
Today is Wednesday, October 14th, 2015. It's the second Wednesday of the month, and there are public meetings throughout the area. In Athens, there's a village board meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center. In Catskill, there's a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 6 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill. In Claremont, there's a Planning Board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Columbia County has a Board of Supervisors Economic Development Committee special meeting at 7 p.m., a Finance Committee special meeting at 7:20 p.m., and a full board meeting at 7:30 p.m., all at 401 State Street in Hudson. Copaic, the Hamlet Revitalization Task Force, meets at 7 p.m. There's also an Environmental Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic. Ghent, the Planning Board, has an Application Meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7 p.m., both at Town Hall in Ghent on Route 66. Hudson, the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meeting is at 6 p.m. at Bliss Towers, 41 North 2nd Street in Hudson. Hudson also has a Planning Board meeting at 6 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. In Jewett, there's a Town Board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Municipal Building, and Kinderhook has both a Town 9 and 9H Corridor Committee meeting at 7 p.m. and a Village Board meeting and budget hearing at 7 p.m., one in Niverville, one in Kinderhook. You can see newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about those meetings. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a slight chance of showers after 11 a.m. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 64 and a low around 40. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Thursday night, chance of showers mainly after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 44. Friday, there's also a chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 62 and a low around 38. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.